7DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 78. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, 56. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 82. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 72.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new major meta-analysis was found that BT corn does not damage non-target organisms. The results published in the USDA Ag Research Service found genetically modified BT corn had little impact on non-target insects and other organisms, especially compared to growing conventional corn. BT corn is corn that has been genetically modified, so it produces proteins to control corn borers, corn rootworms, and other major pests of corn. The first BT corn approved in 1996, and critics have been suggesting that it also can destroy beneficial insects or other non-targeted organisms. The study gathered hundreds of individual studies published between 1997 and 2020 that have looked at whether growing BT corn changed the environmental abundance of non-target animals. BT corn represents a highly selective pest control technology with relatively few negative consequences for non-target invertebrates, especially when compared with the use of broad-spectrum insecticides for managing BT-targeted pests, according to scientists. 12 lawsuits have now been brought against John Deere, accusing the company of violating antitrust laws by restricting access to software embedded in its machines. 9 of these cases have been consolidated in the U.S. District Court for Northern Illinois, which they have been assigned to Judge Ian D. Johnston, according to court documents. John Deere also the subject of a complaint to the FTC in March, accusing the company of violating both the Sherman and the Federal Trade Commission acts. And another regional roundtable for defining waters of the U.S. happened yesterday, organized by the Kansas Livestock Association, the lineup of groups participating, Tiffany Cattle Company, the Kansas Association of Conservation Districts, and the Nature Conservancy in Kansas. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A southern Kansas man has been arrested to more than 20 years in prison for the killing of his four-month-old daughter in 2018. Television station KAKE reports that 36-year-old Andrew Franklin of Hayesville was sentenced Monday to 250 months in prison. Franklin pleaded no contest in April to second-degree murder and child abuse in the death of four-month-old Brexley Grace Franklin. Police say the baby girl died on September 13, 2018, 5 days after she was admitted to a hospital suffering from a skull fracture, retinal hemorrhages, and bruises to her jaw. Franklin was initially charged with first-degree murder and 2 counts of child abuse and has been behind bars since his arrest in January 2019 related to the baby's death. The workers of the Starbucks at 1731 West 23rd Street in Lawrence won their election vote 19-3, making it the second Starbucks in the state of Kansas to have a union vote count. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Wichita police officers responded at around 9:30 p.m. to an injury accident at Veterans Memorial Park in the 300 block of North Veterans Parkway. Police spokesperson Trevor Macy said a 911 caller reported hearing a loud crash and seeing that a car had struck one of the memorials. Officers arrived to find the white Chevy Camaro that had been damaged after colliding with the structure. The 24-year-old driver was treated at the scene. Macy said in a news release that the car was heading north when it went off the roadway and hit the memorial. The release didn't provide a damage estimate or say whether the driver was cited. Juneteenth celebrations in Kansas are prompting calls for unity and action on gun violence in the United States. A unity walk and flag-raising celebration was held at the Kansas State Capitol on Monday as part of a series of upcoming events. One of the themes this year is aimed at addressing gun violence in the U.S. Juneteenth, which takes place on June 19th, commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A young man has been arrested and charged with two counts of manslaughter and driving under the influence, causing injury in a Memorial Day weekend crash in Lincoln, Nebraska that killed two women and injured 20 bystanders. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 18-year-old Kyville Stark of Omaha surrendered to police on Tuesday. The crash happened the night of May 29th as crowds watched classic cars cruise down the street. Police say Stark was driving a car nearly 90 miles per hour before he collided with another car. The impact killed both women in the other car and sent both vehicles onto the sidewalk where they struck onlookers watching the cruising event. A 17-year-old Grand Island boy is in the Hall County Jail following a drug bust over the weekend. It happened Friday night just after 10 p.m., and police say upon search of the suspect's room, they found roughly 26 light blue Percocet pills. They also found 35 grams of marijuana. Additionally, two firearms were located in the suspect's bedroom. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Fox Tonight.
The back with a vengeance.
The last of the returning chefs compete for a spot in the top 20.
This last apron goes to.
All new MasterChef Back to Win. Then on an all new So You Think You Can Dance.
It's time to dance for your life.
They survived the auditions.
This is everything you've worked for.
Now they face the toughest competition in dance history.
All of the steps have been a challenge today.
And it's their only chance to make the top 12.
The winner of the season is in this 12 right here.
Tonight beginning at 7. Then it's your news, your time with Fox Kansas News at 9.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha, who serves part of Marshall as well as Nemaha and adjacent counties in District 1, Tuesday announced he is appointed a treasurer and is planning to pursue the office of governor with an official statement forthcoming. Pyle has selected Kathleen Garrison from Hayesville as his running mate for lieutenant governor. Pyle and Garrison recently changed party affiliation from Republican to unaffiliated in order to seek the November ballot for the office of governor and lieutenant governor. They ask citizens assist in gathering the 5,000 qualified voter signatures by August 1st for them to file by petition. Dennis Pyle is a fourth-generation grain and livestock farmer, served one term in the Kansas House, and currently serves in the Kansas Senate. Local residents in the Wheaton area of Pottawatomie County are raising concerns regarding water quality, with issues they believe are tied to quarries upstream along Coal Creek and Indian Creek. An open pit mine was suspected nearly a year ago, and water samples sent to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment recently confirmed suspicions of high levels of suspended solids. Wildlife can be affected, as well as residents, and citizens have brought the issue up this week to county commissioners, who are considering additional quarry facilities in the area. Former Gage County Supervisor Dave Swavely was seated June 1st as District 4 replacement for Dennis Byers' unexpired term through 2024. Following his recent selection by a three-member committee of Gage County Attorney, Clerk, and Treasurer. Supervisors extended the moratorium on commercial solar permits set to expire June 30th until existing regulations have been reviewed and approved by the Gage County Board. That motion passed 6-1 with Don Schuler voting nay. City County Solutions gave a presentation on workforce housing for Gage County. Points included were that many can't afford the down payment on a house. They've partnered with another company from Iowa doing a full assessment for own and rent to own. After the assessment, they'll begin prospecting and planning program development considering workforce population. They'll be reaching out to other communities in Gage County and asked supervisors move ahead with the assessment price of $25,000. Supervisors noted that Engage and Southeast Nebraska Development have similar studies recently completed. It was suggested they speak to them to avoid duplication of projects. A Seneca man, 24-year-old Bradley Colt Bass Hunter, was arrested June 4th by Seneca police for burglary, aggravated battery, disorderly conduct, interference with law enforcement, and domestic battery. He remains in custody. Bond has not been set. Marshall County Community Band will begin their weekly summer concert series tonight, beginning at 7:30 in the Kester House Park in downtown Marysville. The concerts run Wednesdays, June 8th through July 13th, with rehearsal each of those evenings beginning at 5:30 in the band room, public performances at 7:30. Again, the performance is June 8th through July 13th. Meg Baker is the band director, and the Marshall County Community Band has a Facebook page, which is updated. Quarterly meeting of the Washington County Historical Society is Thursday evening in the KSDS East building in Washington. Phil Dixon will talk about baseball and the Kansas City Monarchs. The Monarchs barnstormed around the region in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, taking on town teams including Greenleaf, Lynn, and Blue Rapids. Program Thursday begins at 7 p.m. It is open to the public. Citywide garage sales are planned this weekend in Waterville, June 10th through the 12th. A fast-moving and developing storm system tracked southeast late Tuesday evening, moving from north-central Kansas and southeast Nebraska into our listening area. A line of thunderstorms with gusty straight-line winds did elevate to levels, prompting the National Weather Service to initially issue a tornado warning for Washington County at around 10:15 as storms approached the Morroville area, damaging bigger limbs, some trees, and outbuildings. Then around 10:40 p.m., the tornado warning was extended for both Washington into Marshall County. Sirens were sounded in some communities, but not in Marysville. No sightings were noted, but radar did indicate tight rotation at upper levels. Many communities were without power for an extended period, with the KNDY studios dark for nearly 2 hours, returning on air shortly before 1 a.m. Caleb Bloomer, age 29, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Caleb Bloomer.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny throughout the day today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s throughout Missouri. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 50s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s throughout Missouri. Some sunshine early on Thursday, then a slight chance for some rain showers with our highs in the mid to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the mid 70s and upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Showers and thunderstorms do become more likely throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 84. Record high on this date, 102. The average low, 62. Record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. We finally received some beneficial precipitation, inch and a half in the rain gauge overnight.
Can your tired, lifeless strawberry patch be saved? Some berry renovation advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 8th, the 159th day of the year. Architect Frank Lloyd Wright was born on this day. If your June-bearing strawberry plants aren't producing as much as they used to, it's probably time for renovating that patch. Here's how. Once this year's harvest is done, remove older leaves and runners to make room for new growth. Rows should be narrowed to about 10 or 12 inches, using a shovel to remove older growth as well as weeds. Clip leaves and stalks to about an inch above the root crown. Fertilize and water deeply. By next spring, new shoots, runners, and daughter plants will appear, producing a bounty crop of strawberries next June. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more gardening advice anytime online at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches, our listening area count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of a storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a traditional experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
From the youngest buckaroos to the diehard cowboys, the Washington County Rodeo promises thrills and spills for the entire family. This Friday and Saturday night, June 10th and 11th, 7:30 performance each evening. Don't miss the fun. With a rodeo dance to follow, Southern Satellite performs Friday, Tim Strothman with Wilder Horses Saturday. Dance admission is free with your rodeo ticket or $5 for the dance alone. Washington County Rodeo this Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th. An invitation from FNB Washington, a mainstay in the Washington community for over 130 years. FNBWashington.com, member FDIC. M&M Tire, featuring tire sales and service as well as automotive repair. M&M Tire in Washington. Blue Valley Technologies, your broadband provider. Blue Valley Technologies. And Dezeen Enterprises, flooring, furniture, and more. See their display today at Dezeen Enterprises.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports' Alex Manoa scattered six hits in six scoreless innings, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Kansas City Royals 7-0 yesterday in Kansas City. The Royals have been shut out in consecutive games for the first time since May of last year. Former KU point guard Sharon Collins will be the new head boys basketball coach at Free State High School in Lawrence as pending board approval. Collins, a Chicago native, was a guard on the Jayhawks' 2008 national championship winning team. He played 2 years in the NBA with the Charlotte Bobcats. Free State beat Hutchinson in a sub-state final this March before losing in the 6A semis. Collins replaces Sam Stroh, who is getting out of coaching. And the Arkansas Travelers scored four third-inning runs and never trailed, ending the Wichita Wind Surge a 6-1 loss to open the six-game series in Little Rock, Arkansas. First pitch for tonight's game in Little Rock is set for 6:35 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Security of credit with a down payment, APR term, and vehicle delivery credit plus tax and fees. Expires month's end.
Four Kansans made the field for the 2022 U.S. Open to be held at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts, June 16th through the 19th. Wichita Heights graduate Luke Gannon and Cape and Mount Carmel graduate Sam Stevens both made the cut at final qualifying rounds on Monday. Topeka Washburn Rural graduate Andrew Beckler also qualified for his first major, qualifying in Rockville, Maryland. 2019 U.S. Open champion and Topeka native Gary Woodland is exempt into the field. Wichita native Jim Ryan, the first high school runner to break 4 minutes in the mile in 1964, was inducted into the inaugural United States Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association Collegiate Athlete Hall of Fame on Monday. Ryan was one of 30 athletes in the prestigious class presented with a Hall of Fame medal at the ceremony held in Eugene, Oregon. Ryan was also inducted into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame in 1977 and the National Track and Field Hall of Fame in 1980. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Head down to the 37th annual 8-man All-Star Game, Saturday, June 11th at Trojan Field in Beloit, Kansas. You can see the finest 8-man players in the state, including Xavier Brandt and Caden Dollinghouse of Frankfort and Philip Devley from Hanover. They'll buckle their chin straps in a battle between West and East in the 8-man Division II All-Star Game at 1:30 p.m. If you can't make it to the game, listen to KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1 on Saturday at 1 p.m. or via the World Wide Web at 8manallstars.com. Also on the web, catch Nate Tice of Washington County in the 8-man Division I game with coverage beginning at 9:30 a.m.
Kickafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
When you roller, send for Schroller.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Lacy leaves that eventually turn brown on roses may be a clue that rose slugs, actually a sawfly, are dining on your plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A close look at the underside of the leaves, especially at night, may reveal the culprit. Look for a slimy, green, worm-like insect that looks like but is not a slug or caterpillar. Often the insect has finished feeding and moved on by the time we notice the damage. Though the damage is disheartening to the gardener, it is usually not life-threatening to the plant. Natural predators, virus, and disease help manage their populations. If you discover rose sawflies early and treatment is desired, try picking them off by hand. Or knock them off and kill them with a strong blast of water to both the upper and lower leaf surfaces. Eco-friendly products like insecticidal soap or horticulture oil will also provide control. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
PlantSkid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. PlantSkid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
You can plant a crop in the ground, but without water, it won't do very little. The farmers in this part of Nebraska knew they had plenty of water available. The problem in the early days was figuring out a way to move the moisture to where they needed it. The story, Making Dry Land a Garden Spot, is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The early settlers of central Nebraska often found this to be a harsh place to make a living.
They had to bring the army out here to feed the people back in the late 1800s because it was such a drought through here. So a lot of those families just said, you can have this horrible place. Fact is, my great-granddad and his parents, they left. They said, you can have this God-forsaken country.
Joe Jeffrey says the old-timers, such as some of those in his family, homesteaded along the Platte River. The shallow, wide river might go dry in the summer, but they knew there was another river of water running just below the surface of the ground.
The water is only about, probably the static water level is 11 or 12 feet down there. Some places really deep, it's 20 feet to water. We would take a pitcher pump and a sand point and just drive a pump and put a pitcher pump. We had water. So water is our secret.
They could access the water in dry times to water their stock,
but they couldn't move the water to their crops.
The water's real easy to get to, but how do you move it around? Along came tractor power, gasoline engines, and they could put a bell down there and a pump. By golly, we could move water. And then along came electricity back in the 1930s. Now here we go. Now we can really push water around.
Today, the Platte River, which stretches from Omaha across the entire state and past the border with Wyoming, has become the resource responsible for some of the nation's largest crops.
The Platte River is our lifeline, and its irrigation, the water table, the Ogallala Aquifer here is, it's better than gold.
Joe has lived and worked in the Platte River Valley all of his life. He's also a veterinarian with quite an interesting pastime. In fact, you may have heard him speak about it. That interesting sidelight is next time as we travel the countryside. Lexington, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Cattle love to be near streams. They munch on the grass, drink the water, and cool off. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They can also cause damage, so limit their time there as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A stream running through a pasture often has lush grass, shade trees, and plenty of water. It can be an ideal place for cattle to hang out, but it's not a good idea on a continual basis. Steve Higgins is the Director of Animal Compliance at the University of Kentucky. He says livestock allowed to graze to their heart's content along a stream can cause significant damage to the area.
You get a compaction of the soil, you get erosion of the soil, you get a diminution of the vegetative growth down there, and so what you get is this hard, compactive, eroded area that doesn't have any vegetation to control runoff, to filter out any kind of pollutants, and so you have water quality problems.
To prevent these problems, fence off the area. If you need to cross the creek to get the animals from one side to another, he recommends putting in a stream crossing. It should also be gated on each side to keep the animals from loafing in the stream for too long. However, he notes that fencing doesn't mean you have to lose production in that area. It can be part of a rotational grazing system as you move cattle from one side of the stream to the other.
What you can also do is use that riparian area corridor to move the animals from, say, one side of the farm to the other where they flash graze that riparian corridor, say, in a half a day to a day and a half during a dry period of the season. Get them in there when it's not wet. You flash graze it. You still get the use of that forage that's in there, and then you use it as a corridor to transfer the animals from one pasture to another.
Sometimes you can't fence off a streamside area. Higgins tells people to do the best they can to manage the amount of time that livestock have access to it. It's also a good idea to provide fresh water rather than allow them to drink from the stream because it could be polluted with contaminants. Learn more about streamside grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The complicated world of siting solar or wind energy projects on a farm or ranch. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
So, you and maybe your neighbors have been approached about using some of your farmland for a potential wind or solar farm. What's your next step? Shannon Farrell from the Ag Economics Department at Oklahoma State University has this advice.
When you are approached by a developer, I want you to ask fundamentally five questions. Number one, how is my property use going to be impacted? Number two, how long is my property going to be impacted? What are my obligations as a landowner? What do I have to do to stay out of the way of the developer? What do I have to pay in terms of additional property taxes or anything like that? Then, of course, I want you to ask, how am I going to be compensated? But also, I want you to ask, when the project's all said and done, what assurances do I have, whether they're statutory or part of my contractual obligation with the developer, that the project gets cleaned up, that the equipment goes away, and that my land is restored to as close as possible what it used to look like before the project came on?
Farrell says you're going to need help answering those questions. Help from lawyers, accountants, lenders, and perhaps others who've entered into these types of arrangements. You might start by watching the recent Farm Foundation Forum in which Farrell appeared. There's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency, along with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, held a roundtable listening session on proposed changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule. And the Kansas Livestock Association planned to host the event as stakeholders had the chance to highlight their experiences with implementing the definition of, quote, waters of the United States, including challenges and opportunities in their geographical areas. As during the session, Sean Tiffany, president-elect of the Kansas Livestock Association, said farmers of all sizes are concerned about effectively managing their water resources.
There's a misconception that CAFOs don't care about the environment, but that couldn't be further from the truth. The fact that my operation is large only means that my stewardship mindset impacts more acres. We are also a partner in Elevate Ag, a biological company that manufactures biological soil and foliar amendments that lessen dependency on synthetic fertilizers, chemicals, and allows the biology in the soil to cycle nutrients more naturally. We also produce compost in our feedlots, not only to use in our own operation, but also other farms in our region. Many of these producers purchase our products because they are natural organic operations, and our products have that qualification.
He goes on to say that the stewardship is incredibly important to success in farming.
Stewardship is something I do not take lightly. Tiffany Cattle Company has been practicing no-till since we started our business. We've been planting and grazing cover crops since 2010 and have had continuous covers across all of our farmed acres since 2019. We do these things in order to mitigate erosion and also harvest rainfall during our intermittent rainy seasons.
Finally, he says that farmers and the EPA can enjoy a good working relationship overall.
Additionally, I enjoy a great relationship with EPA and especially the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. KDHE personnel in particular are uniquely qualified to monitor environmental concerns at the local level. Many of them have a background in Kansas agriculture and the diversity of ecosystems within our state.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Egg Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Egg Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers with approved credit discussions. These not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote Hail, Wind, and Extra Harvest Expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Lots of volatility remain in the wheat market. K-State grain market economist Dan O'Brien says that selling right off the combine might not be the preferred option this year.
By the time harvest actually happens, it's going to really be interesting to see, you know, what actually rules the day. Will the availability of some wheat supplies be at issue, or will there be a strong rush to gobble up and get control of any supplies that are available? I would think Kansas farmers, I wouldn't be surprised that they won't be that anxious to sell wheat right off the bin, because they read these same reports and they're very aware of that world situation. I know where we stand right now prior to harvest, but it's going to be really interesting to see what this competitive arbitrage process will do in the next several weeks once harvest starts up. And people will be trying to buy wheat from the hands of sellers that in a lot of cases have two-thirds, three-quarters, hopefully, of their normal yields and want to make sure they maximize price this year.
And according to Randy Dickhut with Farmers National Company, there's a seasonality to farmland auction and sales. It's always made sense to buy a farm in the fall or early winter so the new owner has possession for the next crop year. And buying the farm after harvest was completed under the seller ownership gave them clear title to the crop income for the current year. Also clear that the new owner would have the income from the next year. Sales occurred at other times of the year, but not nearly as many. Today, sales on farms happen 12 months out of the year, and activity slows down during planting season in summer, but auctions of private tree listing sales now take place with more frequencies in those months. He said farmland auction and sales activity during April and May, normal, and midsummer looks the same with auctions booked over several weeks to come. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. From vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Is often the culprit of off-target chemical applications. But the same thing can happen when the wind is completely still. Learn why on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Applications are made during the growing season, a main concern is the possibility of herbicide drift onto sensitive crops. The usual culprit is wind, but a clear, still night can result in the same effect. It's a weather anomaly called temperature inversion. Mandy Bish is a senior research specialist at the University of Missouri. She says temperatures are inverted when air closer to the Earth's surface is cooler than the air above it, and the result is a stable air mass.
And the problem is that during an inversion, there is not a lot of wind to mix or disperse herbicide droplets. So droplets applied during inversion conditions into that stable air mass can stay suspended and may not disperse. I like to use pollution or smog in large cities as an example because I think it is a good visual. The pollution particles can't disperse because they are trapped in that stable air mass that is the result of an inversion.
While suspended, the particles are susceptible to horizontal wind gusts capable of blowing them off target. Inversions can be hard to predict, but Bish says calm, clear weather conditions are the best indicator.
What we'd like to tell applicators is that when an inversion is forming, they're going to start setting in a little before sunset on clear evenings. So anytime you see the clouds start dissipating and the wind dying down, it may seem like a great time to spray, but in actuality, it could be one of the worst times to spray. We've also been looking at smoke bombs that you can purchase online. If the smoke bomb cloud lingers, it could be an indicator that an inversion is forming.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about inversion layers at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today for the middle of the week. Still kind of mixed, but mostly higher in the grain markets, although we are seeing things slow down slightly in the corn and wheat overall. Soybeans still doing relatively well going through the day today. Livestock is still kind of mixed, but mostly higher on the day. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit in the markets. But corn, they've been trending higher for most of the day. We've slowed down some, kind of mixed in the later futures. July corn is up 5.5 cents, still sitting at 7.62 and a half. September corn's down by a half a cent at 7.25 and a quarter. And the wheat market, mostly higher numbers here now after they kind of teetered back and forth. They've kind of slowed down here this afternoon, with July Casey wheat up 0.75 cents at 11.50 even a bushel. September's also up by a half a cent at 11.56 and three quarters. In the bean market, July soybeans are up 13 cents right now at 17.41 and a quarter. The meal market's down 80 cents at 416.60. and the soybean oil for July is in the green by $1.78 to $83.22. Cotton market definitely seeing some big gains here after kind of a mixed day in trading yesterday for Tuesday. As July cotton's up by $3.96 right now at $140.91. October's up by a buck and a half, sitting at $129.52. And the oats market is still a little bit lower here, with July oats trending 9.5 cents lower at 658.5. Quick in the livestock market, things mostly higher here as live cattle for June's up $2.87 at 136.60. Feeder cattle for August up $3.30 at 175.75. September also up by 285 at 177.60. Mixed in the lean hogs with June down 5 pennies at 108.37. July lean hogs are in the green right now, 32 cents at 109.60. Over in the U.S. dollar index today, things are a little bit higher here as the June index is trending up 13 cents at 102.46. We have the 30-year bonds for June down slightly, sitting at 138.30.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit limit, down payment, APR, term, and vehicle.
KNDY.
From Kansas State University, this is Samantha Bennett with Agriculture Today. There are good reasons for cow-calf producers in this region to be thinking ahead to herd forage needs for this coming fall and winter. Extended dry weather may again put the pinch on forage supplies. That's why a K-State agricultural economist came up with a useful tool for producers called the Hay Inventory Calculator. Robin Reed has put together this free online calculator. She explains what it is designed to do.
Basically, what I was looking at here was trying to match what hay you have in inventory, what you're going to produce this summer, and then how does that match up with what your cow herd requirements are going to be. So really what we're trying to do in estimating cow herd requirements is, you know, the number of head you have, their mature weight, the days that you plan on feeding them hay, and then we use the dry matter percentage intake of their body weight kind of as a proctor for getting to what is that total dry matter hay that we're going to need for this cow herd.
The tool covers all variables that would go into herd forage needs. A producer simply plugs in their own numbers to determine how much will be required.
You know, this really varies by what stage of production they're in. So some of our dry cows that haven't calved yet this winter will be consuming less of their body weight than after they calve, and they're going to be lactating. So there is a table in the tool, too, to kind of help you decide what percentage of body weight you're going to want to estimate. And obviously this changes, too, based on what energy and protein supplement and things those cows will be receiving. But once you put that in, you'll get a total amount in tons and a total amount in round bales is what I'm looking at here of what you're going to need based on how long your cows will be consuming hay. And this is where you can play around with, well, maybe normally they're in the lot for 6 months, but if I have to pull them off the pasture early, maybe we're going to need to increase that another month or two, and then do I have the hay that I need?
And then it accounts for the amount of harvested forage that is likely to be available to determine if it will be adequate for fall and winter feeding.
The next section looks at, well, how many bales do you have on hand right now? What is the average bale weight? And then what are the different fields that you're going to bale this year? And what is your anticipated tons per acre for the average yield on those fields? And so that way we get it. What's an inventory? What's our anticipated production, and then how many tons and how many bales of hay will be available.
Again, this tool is called the Hay Inventory Calculator, developed by K-State agricultural economist Robin Reed. It can be downloaded for use from www.agmanager.info. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.